wanted to put in place prior to them being able to go into a work site is some soft skills kind of workshops. So that's where the 14 elements really came into play. It was recommended to us that it was a great program. So I watched the demo. It looks like it's a very solid and, of course, very in line with WIOA and what we're trying to offer. So we're still not sure exactly how everything's going to play out. We're playing with a couple different opportunities. Either we're going to just go and promote training and try to have them do these soft skills workshops prior to, and then they would go into some kind of a training opportunity, a short-term certificate program, or they're going to be able to actually go into a work site. We're not sure exactly what it's going to look like. But with that being said, some of the questions that we had for you all were whether or not we can assign different modules. So I looked at your website. I saw some of the different programs and some of the different certificates and stuff that they can earn. But would we have the capabilities to say that you take X, Y, and Z, and then we can track their progress?
The answer is 100% yes. There's two elements. One, every student receives an individualized learning plan. It's a pre-assessment. They go online and they go to the 14 elements. They answer about 20 questions. And based on their skill level, their interest and such, the system recommends a set of courses for them. At the same time, you can also say to them, okay, we want you to take X, Y, and Z. And they can also take whatever you direct them to.
They have the ability.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good deal. That works. And then a couple, so we can assign them. And then as far as like end user ability, so me as an administrator, what are some of my capabilities? What would I be able to do?
Excellent questions. Okay. One, you'll be able to notify us of the individuals that you want to have either removed from the system, say they're no longer participating because they got a job and they're doing well and you don't need them in the system anymore. Okay, you can do that. You can also see the number of lessons that they have launched, the number of courses they've launched. You'll be able to see the number of tests that they've taken. And then as an administrator, you'll also receive from us more details about the system, including whether they use the mobile device or laptop to access, the time that they spent online, hours that they spent, meaning the time of day that they were on the platform. All the data you can imagine, we can give it to you. And if you want a lot, we can give you a lot. If you want a little, we can give you a little. But we'll send you a report on a biweekly basis on the aggregate number of users that you have in the system, as well as you can get individual statistics also.
Okay. So, and then with that, trying to think, you have to know, of course, the idea of cost is going to come into play because we're trying to figure out, you know, what are the elements that we need to do to be able to make all of our programming work, for most of it is virtual. So as far as cost is concerned, is it per user? Is it per module? How do you guys usually play out the cost of the programming?
That's my favorite one to answer, Brooklyn, because when it comes to pricing, we've got the most competitive pricing on the market. We're not just a sole source provider because of our curriculum, but also they're not platforms that offer the type of pricing that we do. So if you have a minimum of 50 users and most exceed that, then it is $150 per user per year. And they get access to all the courses. They get access to all the modules. They can earn as many certifications as they want over the course of that year's time. And their clock doesn't begin until they actually enroll in classes, enroll in a course, which means if you have someone that has taken a pre-assessment, and let's say they took the pre-assessment, but they didn't enroll in any courses, well, their clock doesn't start and you're not charged for that person. You can replace that person if they never, ever use the platform. Say 90 days go by, they still haven't launched it. You can then say, hey, I want this person deactivated and replaced with another.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. So they can take an assessment beforehand. They're not charged for that, but it will tell them what kind of courses they best align with. And then once they actually enroll is when the movie would be charged.
Yes, exactly. That's when that user then counts against the amount that you paid. So you would pay upfront for the number of users in your batch. All we need is names and email addresses after that, and we try to make it turnkey and headache-free for you. We don't make you have to learn how to batch the people and work the system and all those types of things. We load them in batches. We set them up, and you're ready to go shortly thereafter. They'll literally, once payment is received and the information on the users are received, they get access to the system within 24 hours.
Okay. And then as far as that assessment is concerned, is there, I'm just trying to think of the streamlining of our programmatic stuff, but is there any way to not have an assessment, or do they have to take an assessment?
They don't have to take an assessment.
Where my point is that can we just tell them these are the questions you have to take without an assessment being given?
Oh, absolutely you can. Obviously, pre and post assessments have some value to them, but you can say just take these courses. There are tons of courses in the system,
right. And
many times the student, without some kind of direction, they may want to skip around. But if you're saying to them, we want you to take XYZ, then they'll take XYZ, and the validation of it is they'll get a certificate at the end of every course that they complete. So you'll know that they've taken.
And then I took a very brief look at your website, and I noticed with a lot of your, like, the workplace skills one was a very big interest of ours, but there's quite a few classes that they can take. Is there one? What is the credibility of the certifications? I guess who has vouched and said that these are good, and you know all that kind of stuff.
Excellent, excellent questions. Success Training Institute is the industry leader in soft skills training and professional development programming. Our third-party research is conducted by Louisiana State University, LSU. In addition, there are corporations all over the world now that actually rate soft skills certifications over technical skills and additional degrees. That's their primary target point to hire. Even on our website, you'll see on the 14 Elements site, there is a tab called Research. And in it, there are studies that have been conducted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that rate how high employers place soft skills certifications. Well, one of the unique elements about it is there are not a lot of colleges or universities that offer certifications in soft skills. In fact, there are less than 10 in the U.S. that offer any kind of certification. And as it pertains to the wealth and the volume of courses, we lead the country, we lead the world actually, in soft skills courses that you can take, and they're all delivered in 8-minute modules or less. So when a person has soft skills on their resume, we work with a lot of colleges and universities. Over 300 colleges and universities use our systems to equip their students for workplace readiness. And many of them will often say how much of a difference it makes in their students. In fact, just yesterday, it's not completely edited yet, so I don't think it's ready, but Dr. Melva Williams from Southern University, she's the vice chancellor there in Louisiana, she did an interview relating to how Success Training Institute is transforming their career services department. That now it's a knee-jerk that everybody has to have soft skills training, and the employers are hiring at a much higher rate through their career services department than they ever have before. And the only thing that they've changed, the only thing that they've added, is they made soft skills training through our company available to all of their seniors. So it has a humongous impact. That WIOA youth participant is going to get courses that are regarded and that are taken in some instances by college students, but they're administered on a level that a seventh grader or an eighth grader can understand, because public schools also have relationships with us as well. We work with many public and charter schools. So it's drilled down to where an eighth grader can comprehend it, but a college student is taking it and getting jobs based on it. So it has a lot of credibility, and it's highly effective.
Right. And that was one of the biggest appeals that we had, is that your content is very understandable for the grade levels that we were looking to work with. So it was definitely kudos to you guys.
Hey, thank you so much.
As far as, and I'm kind of taking a step back and just kind of forward thinking about stuff. Do you have, and I know every state operates a little bit differently, but do you have any knowledge or understanding if any of your workforce development agencies have been able to pay for the credentials that these folks are earning through your software?
Yes, that's a great question, Brooklyn. One that we do know of in particular is in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. And a few other ones that do it as well, but they will pay them per course that they've completed. I don't know if this number is 100% correct, but I think it's $50 per completed course. Some do different prices. Some do, I guess it's probably based on the budget that they have. And then some pay them just for completing modules online, completing a certain number of lessons. Well, they can verify it because they've got the certificate can only be printed through the system, or it can only be available once they've completed a course. But I do know that there are other ones that actually are incentivizing their youth participants with monetary rewards. I don't know how they do it, whether it is based on an hour. They all have different models, but we do know that they do that. They incentivize them with a monetary reward.
That's what we're thinking about. We're trying to go down the road of stipends to be able to give them if they complete. So that's good to know. Good to hear.
Yeah, some of them, and again, we get to work with a lot of them across the country, and some would normally have them out doing things that they could get money for, but that opportunity is gone now for them.
Right.
And now this is their is their best opportunity.
Right. Agreed. All right. Well, and is there anything else you think that I should know about your software or stuff? Because, of course, I'm a middleman, so I'm going to be taking this information back to my director. But we're very sincerely interested in 14 Elements. It hits, of course, everything that we're looking for and seems to be very understandable for the population of people that we're looking at. But this is all new territory for us. So if there's anything else that you could share that maybe I should know, I would be welcome.
Okay, I think one of the elements is the way that youth rate and grade our programming. The biggest feather in our cap, as I would say, is how we connect to the end user. When we had research conducted by a workforce commission that showed that, one, they were more engaged with the training because of the consistency of the instruction. Whereas you go to a live setting, and some kid may think that the instructor doesn't like them, or they didn't answer my question when I raised my hand, and, you know, tons of things that can take them on a whole nother path. Well, the consistency of our online training is they're watching a video from a subject matter expert, and they're actually learning. So the pass-fail rate in our system, 85% of the WIOA youth participants pass their test on the first or second try. And this is coming from a demographic that may not have even graduated high school in some cases.
Right.
So it is extraordinarily, it's confidence building for them. It's self-esteem building for them. They often speak of, when they are taking surveys and such with different organizations, how liberating it is for them to have training online and not to have to be forced to go somewhere, because sometimes they feel as if it places them in a category that they don't want to be associated with. So they end up dropping out of programs. They want to learn, but the online training makes it easy for them to do it, and they're learning at their own pace and time. Another interesting component about the system is the majority of people are accessing it at night. So when the sun goes down, I mean, they are on it. Now, again, you know, young people have different sleeping schedules than most adults do. But there is humongous activity, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And one thing we like about that is it's giving them something constructive to do at a time when they could be thinking about doing things that are not constructive. So there are a few nuggets that have stuck out to us about the students taking the classes.
Good deal. Okay. Oh, no, that's incredibly helpful, and I greatly appreciate your time. I know we are, of course, we're going to be a little fast moving, but we also have to go through procurement and all that fun stuff to be able to get vendors that we can get approved through our county. But I know that we will definitely be in touch because your software is awesome. It's perfect. It's exactly what we need.
Thank you.
And the fact that we have the ability to give them what we want, because I think that's something that the route that we may need to go is that we're going to have to pick and choose a couple different courses that we want them to take. And this is all that they're going to get versus them being able to choose. That's a good asset that your program has to offer. So.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you like it, Brooklyn, and I'm looking forward to working with you. Just let us know, you know, if there's anything you need us to send you in addition to what you already have, then we're glad to send you any of the information you may need.
Ooh, what kind of stuff can you send me?
Okay, great question. Great question.
But the only thing I really have is your website at this point. Is there any, of course, you have no cost as a deal. Is there any cost information that you'd be able to send me and or programmatic stuff?
Absolutely. We'll send you the way our courses align with the 14 elements. We'll also send you the formal proposal that we give to all of our WIOA local workforce boards. In addition, you'll also see survey data from other organizations that we've worked with in the past. And you'll get our sole source letter that shows that we're a sole source provider in our space.
I apologize. I did get that stuff. Don't worry about it. I have all those things you're already talking about.
Okay.
So I will definitely upload those onto my boss, and then of course capture this conversation that we had together, and see where we can kind of go from there.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Brooklyn. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one.
All right.